Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare le bahe, azunke, azunke pare le bahe, pare le bahe, la jan kase washo, azunke, pare le bahe, vodou le bahe,
azunke pare le bahe,
azunke. And it is crucial
to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Saturday, November 6, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Zion Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me, along the spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge and wisdom of healing life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Join me live in an archive here from New Orleans, Louisiana on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967 during my live airing broadcast only. If you have a question or comment or a reading request, please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a call in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as Spirit does allow. And, of course, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, quantum, metaphysically, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. It's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of the website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find House of Divine Prince King Group, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, Guiding Voices of Divination, and We Are True Friends. You can also locate these convenient links on my main Keen profile. Remember, I have 7 profiles on Keen, but my main Keen profile is www.keen.com/divine-plus-prince. And at that point, you can have access to my various virtual temple groups, as well as my 7 King profiles, where I offer services and everything from ritual spell work to love and relationships, astrology, and master spiritualist consultation. Also, do visit these powerful voices in my Queen's Chamber and my King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Faye can be found in my King's Chamber, where his virtual Blog Talk Radio archive player can be found. Also in the Queen's Chamber, where you will find the Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, and also Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Sangoma High Priestess. And you can definitely locate more contact information for my co-host, guests I will mention respectively on their Blog Talk Radio profile, but of course at your convenience by visiting my website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. I will be forward momentarily with the meditation, divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community, spiritual transformation and elevation. And we bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, revelation and manifestation into our plastic earth plane existence for ultimate divine manifestation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Agungungs and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension with us and for us. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration right here, right now, in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards the light, towards absolute good, absolute positivity, towards divine understanding. As we now enter the inner sanctum of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us and ever stood with us, we light and illuminate our candles. Our candles are a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld, but also a spark, an illumination of our ultimate manifestation, activation of our divine plan, and our ability to surrender to that which is most good and beneficial for our personal evolution, but also the evolution of the creative body around us. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves. Ever pure in our clarity and communication with spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine crystalline universal vibration, reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into the light and God consciousness, goddess consciousness, and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So in the grand scheme of life and spiritual pursuits, remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved created child of God and Goddess. You are love. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's perfected handiwork. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, your light, and your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change your life so that it is more aligned with your divine path and journey, you so too inspire others to change their lives towards the light. Be powerful, be divine, and magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto you the divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and just for a moment, remember that you are also spirit, you are also divine, you are also ethereal. And your perfect light body and consciousness is ever present. We need but only remember, contemplate. If you're having trouble remembering, you have creative allowance to recreate the light and clarity you need, seek, and desire. We are divine creators here in the flesh, walking this earthly, earth plane existence. So create and recreate. You are not immovable. You are not fixed in stone. It is foolishness to continue to take and observe and absorb pain and conflict outside of its divine purpose of illustration, wisdom, teaching the divine lesson in manifestation. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like spirit itself, like energy itself, like light itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. And I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in order. And it unfolds according to a perfect divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. And I am open to all of life's experiences, teachings, and lessons. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And if problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they too will be resolved and answers provided. In time, I have all the time in the world. For I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are limitless. Time and eternal. Remember that time and space are synonymous, both spiritually and scientifically, quantum, metaphysically. The further we move away from something, the further back in time it becomes. Closer we move towards something, the closer to us it draws in time. So real time is right now, right this moment, with every beat, with every vibration of this vast cosmic quantum universal wholeness. We all are and a part of. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, divine creators, the divine spirit guides, they speak to me, they come to me, they minister and administer to me, they nurture me, and all things become clear. We are truly not alone. At any given moment, aloneness, privacy, are but illusions, interdimensional, multidimensional illusions, having various realms of possibility. My life transforms in divine and magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable, uncontrollable, impassable, now seem smaller and insignificant. With this divine crystalline wisdom and understanding, I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz, clear, crystal, focused, clear, and refined. And those of you who don't truly understand quartz, get a piece and just study it. True natural quartz is not perfectly clear. Like our consciousness, like our skies, like our universe and the cosmos, it has wisps, galaxies, clouds, light, energy, and movement. So those of you new to crystal purchasing, if it's perfectly, perfectly clear, it's not natural. It's probably lead quartz or another form of melted down quartz mimicking. And they can call it quartz legally, but it will be perfectly clear. Sometimes it may have just maybe an air bubble or something that gives you that sense of man-made construction. Now, there is natural quartz that is that clear. But even in that clarity, there's personality. For those of you who remember the LPs, the 45, the old musical form of communication, it had ridges. Natural quartz, no matter how clear on the surface, is going to have ridges, just like an LP, an old 45. Just like a CD, if you really look at it carefully, there will be grooves that will represent its development, its evolution, its recording of energy, record, time, and space. So trust in the natural flow of spirit. Trust. Clear quartz will grow and evolve around any obstacle, even through itself, to its perfected, clearest point and termination. Resist nothing, yearn for nothing, gratefully receive all that comes your way. Operate in spirit. Consciousness is not bound by time, space. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of the vast unified wholeness. I am balanced. I am complete. Ishu alegbe wana kosi were awu ono uto mi iwo ada afan boko si obatavami itane ibo omiyo aban ishu is the reflective elder who flogs. Ishu confronts and uncovers fools. The one verse in mystery uses truth to home you. He calls the scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. Obaru oboye awoshishe ashe. May our evil be tarun. May our evil be accepted. May our evil, what we desire, to come to pass. And so we say, ashe and ashe and ashe. Until tonight at 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Central Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. Do join me again here at high noon on tomorrow for Power Lunch. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Do you love me?
Now you see my face, yeah. Yes, do you love me? Yeah. I live a joyful way. Do you love me? Yeah. Yeah. I grow my naughty dreadlocks. Do you love me? Yeah. I give praise. Yeah.
Harmony. Bye-bye.